The gray wolf is no longer on the threatened or endangered species list in Wisconsin. Some hunters expect the wolf population to continue to grow and want the DNR, Conservation Congress, and legislature to develop a framework for a wolf hunting season and goals for how many of the animals should be killed. The wolf management question will go before voters at conservation hearings being held in every county. Recently, UW-Madison Environmental Studies professor Adrian Treves helped survey people in 6 Wisconsin zip codes about killing wolves. Treves says he found support for a wolf hunting or trapping season sometime in the future.
Very few of our respondents wanted an immediate wolf hunt. Well, a plurality of our respondents wanted a hunt only when biologists considered it sustainable. And almost as many of our respondents wanted a hunt only when depredations, that is, wolf attacks on domestic animals, became unmanageable.
Treves acknowledges potential disagreements over definitions of sustainable and unmanageable. The answers came from a random sample of people who live in areas of the state that give a little or a lot of money to the state's Endangered Resources Fund. Treves says if a wolf hunt is restarted here and kills too many animals, the federal government might retake control of wolf management. He also says if the wolf becomes a game animal, money to pay for wolf damage to livestock would have to come from a new source, and payments could be reduced. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.